From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Donald Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. In an interview broadcast on ABC early Monday, Conway spoke with George Stephanopoulos.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place, and an Obama spokesman has called the allegation simply false. U.S. President Donald Trump and Republican-controlled Congress face a key moment this Monday in their efforts to repeal and replace the national health care reforms championed by former President Barack Obama. The Congressional Budget Office's, a group of nonpartisan budget analysts and economists, is expected to release its assessment of how Americans would lose their health insurance coverage of the Republican plan, or if the Republican plan is approved.
Ahead of the CBO report, Trump hosted a group of people at the White House Monday whom he referred to as victims of Obamacare, people the president claimed represented the millions of Americans who have seen their Obamacare premiums increase by as much as triple digits. The president once again called the Affordable Care Act a disaster and blames media reports for making the program look better than it is.
The press is making Obamacare look so good all of a sudden. I'm watching the news. Look so good. They're showing these reports about this one gets so much and this one gets so much. First of all, it covers very few people. And it's imploding. And 17 will be the worst year.
The CBO's independent analysis often gives lawmakers an idea of how costly prospective laws might be in the coming decade.
VOA's Jeff Custer. This is